There's at least one part of the local economy that's chugging along just fine, despite the coronavirus.
And people still need to move, even during a pandemic.
That's Bloomington Normal Association of Realtors President Penny Wilson. I'm Brian Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, July 9th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest in the coronavirus in McLean County. There were 8 new cases reported yesterday. That's the biggest one-day total we've seen since mid-May, when the Bloomington Rehab Nursing Home outbreak was still underway. Of the 8 new cases, 2 people are hospitalized. 26 others are isolating at home. One reason for the surge is more people are getting tested. The drive-through site at the Interstate Center tested 370 people on Tuesday and 405 on Monday. County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says the recent business reopenings tied to Illinois' move into Phase 4 could also be a factor.
We are going to be moving about more as we, you know, go back to quote-unquote normal and try to, you know, keep moving forward with reopening. That's the plan, is for us as a state and as a nation to continue moving forward.
And for anyone who attended a 4th of July party,
those people that you're not, again, normally in contact with, if you were at a gathering over the weekend, within 5 to 7 days of being at a gathering, we do recommend that you are tested.
McKnight says the county's testing positivity rate has risen gradually over the last week, but it's not in a concerning range. It's now 1.9%. Here's some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Governor J.B. Pritzker is advocating for a national mandate that everyone wear a mask. Pritzker is also asking Congress to approve more funding for state and local governments before essential workers are laid off. ISU President Larry Dietz is expected to share an update on the Redbirds' return reopening plan during a news conference later this morning. And expiration dates for driver's licenses, ID cards, and license plate stickers have been extended one more month to November 1st. Expired documents will remain valid, so people don't need to rush out during the heat wave. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. The coronavirus has cut deeply into Bloomington Normal's economy, but one area that seems to be doing just fine is the housing market. During the first 5 months of the year, the pace of sales actually up about 4%. That's a reversal of an overall slowdown seen here in 2019. Bloomington Normal Association of Realtors President Penny Wilson tells me why people are still making deals, even as everything else grinds to a halt.
Well, I think that with more people working, schooling, and just being home in general, it's really not too much of a shock that they're considering moving to something that's bigger and can accommodate their needs that have evolved during this situation. And people still need to move, even during a pandemic. You know, we have renters are looking for more space and are converting from renting to buying. First-time home buyers from the past are upgrading. Empty nesters are downsizing. Some of them are upsizing, but mostly, you know, downsizing. And additionally, we have a good number of the large companies who are bringing employees to the area to fill their available positions. So that's helped as well.
So how are realtors and your buyers, your sellers, how's everybody adapting to, you know, going into homes and being safe and taking the right precautions?
We had the guidelines that were given to us by the CDC. So, you know, we were careful to follow those, the safe practices of, you know, distancing and masks where needed. We had, you know, sellers were leaving their homes, the lights on, the doors open, things like that, so that we were able to follow those guidelines. And because we had those guidelines, it made it a little bit easier for us to say, hey, here's what we need you to do. Wear a mask. Don't touch anything. If anything was touched, then I was able to, you know, wipe that down, things like that. So technology has helped us because we have virtual tours during, you know, we could use the 3D technology so they could walk through a home, video conferencing, You know, we could do that by phone. We could do that with Zoom. So technology has been a great help to get us through this as well.
And have you heard of anybody, like even anecdotally, just, you know, buying a house or putting an offer on something, you know, sight unseen, you know, something they haven't been able to go visit yet?
I have heard this, yes. And I think there were a few that happened in our area. I did not personally do that, but I know that there have been a few that has happened, yes.
How has the pandemic changed, like the latter parts of the process, like closings, for example?
You know, sometimes, you know, the buyer's in one room, the seller's in another room. Real estate agents are not part of the sitting there and congratulating their buyers or their sellers at the table anymore because we don't need to be there. And, you know, I've been part of this business for almost 15 years. And one of the greatest pleasures is to have your buyer and seller be congratulated there in person. But we're working through that.
So the pace of home sales in the McLean County area is actually up about 4% January through May, year over year. But the average price for a home sold is actually down 2.5%. But as I understand it, that's due largely to an increase in sales in more rural areas, which is kind of bringing the whole average down. Is that right?
Well, average home prices are down slightly for our overall market, which includes the rural areas of McLean and DeWitt and Livingston as well. But there's a 25%, I suppose, we could say, rural market sale increase in rural market sales. And those are a little lower than just Bloomington normal, which shows about a 6% increase through May.
Past couple of years, low inventory has been a drag on the market. Where are we at on inventory at this point?
Well, it's still a case of supply and demand, and when there's a high demand and low inventory, makes for a great seller's market. So homes, if they're in that sweet spot of price and condition and area, you know, then they're hitting the market and selling within hours.
What else are you seeing in trend lines here in the Bloomington normal housing markets, and what do you expect the rest of the year?
Well, the overall prediction is that the third quarter is going to be strong, mostly due to lesser amount of inventory and the large number of buyers that are ready to go. And interest rate, you know, is at a record low. So it's definitely a time to buy and sell. And actually, I don't know if you saw the Business Insider article on June 11th that said Bloomington Normal was fourth out of 30 places best to live after a pandemic. So that's going to help our sales, I believe.
That's Bloomington Normal Association of Realtors President Penny Wilson. You can see an interactive graphic of home sales data at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, the Bloomington Public Safety and Community Relations Board meets tonight at 5. That is available online. Also meeting at 5 tonight is the Normal Planning Commission. On the agenda there is an amended site plan for work at the Rivian plant. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.